Good afternoon and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day and I'm so thankful to God and so thankful for what he's done in the course of my life. And you know, when we make the choices and decisions that we make, we can either make them carnally or we can make them spiritually. And God really is in the midst of everything that we're doing. And when we choose, you know, we choose life, then life will be given unto us. When we choose the life words, then life begins to build. And this morning, you know, I woke up and I was a little bit anxious, if I'm honest, you know, unable to run, and my body's starting to feel the effects of this, even though I'm really keeping active and really trying to, you know, running was what was really specific for me. And I started to feel these and I thought, you know, I can either stay not feeling okay. I can stay not with the feelings and the emotions that I am, or I can actually do something about it. I can actually, you know, and there's nothing. God humbles you. He really does humble you to a point that where you are, that it's your choice if you stay there or you don't. So even if we are feeling this way, God has given us so much. He's given us so much to think of, to do, to work. We have very many sharings, you know, the faith and confession sharings. He's given us, you know, what the confessions, the things that we could speak over our lives. There is platforms we can use, but if we're not going to use them, you know, it's just like if you have a cake mix in the cupboard and you don't go and bake the cake, it's just a cake mix. You're not going to actually get the benefit of baking a cake. It's just going to be sat there. So we need to use the things that we're given, because God knows his word. His word is the one. His word is the one that's going to really release any, you know, any negative thoughts. You know, running is only fantastic for short term. And it doesn't mean that these things really don't take effect, because they really do. But the if that was taken away, like for a season right now, this is taken away, then God wants you really strong in your mind. He wants you to ensure that his platform is the platform, that we're not putting anything, you know, we're not trying to put anything over God. You know, God wants to be first, and I very much see this. And it doesn't mean that the things that is given to us don't matter, because they truly do. But we need to use the things in the right manner. So this morning when I was feeling this way, I was like, well, you can choose to sit and have these emotions, sit and have like a bad day. And I was due to have a coaching session, and I was thinking, I don't know whether I can do this, even though I really do push forward. Like, I very much am determined, not defeated, won't be defeated. I you know, within like staying, like I stayed not okay for such a long time. Even if we do make choices and decisions that don't line up previously, then today's a new day. We can carry on, we can move forward. So when we see this and we see that it's about progress and becoming that 1% better each day, becoming okay, is this really, am I really ensuring that my mind is growing? Am I ensuring that I'm aligning with the truth here? Or am I, you know, still sitting and masking the problem? So when I was sat this morning, it was just really put on my heart to listen to, you know, the sharing by Lawrence, which was the Tarasso and Flippus and Tarasso. So I was searching for it, and actually he sent me a sharing last night, and it was the sharing he done after this. And you know, I sat and I listened to this, and it just instantaneously, everything stopped. Because when we listen to life words, when we listen to the things that things of God, we don't listen to the world. The world has, you know, its way of thinking. The world has its way of doing things, but it's not going to heal you from the inside out. And you know, God doesn't want the outside of the things going on affecting us on the inside. And if you've been, you know, just letting the outside affect you, then, you know, you're not building habit patterns that are going to make you mentally strong. You're going to be building habit patterns that are going to make you weak. And we need to ensure that God is our strength, that we are using God's, you know, the things that God has given us. We're using those platforms. We're not just sitting with feeling not okay. Yes, it's okay for a moment, but it's not okay when you sit there and you feel not okay, then it becomes a choice. So what are you choosing? Are you choosing to live within the you know, the feelings that you may feel? Are you choosing that actually I know that I can 100% come out of this? And the way that I know, the way that my platform was built, you know, from being really unwell when I first came, where I was first built was the Word of God, the confessions. So if you look back and you see yourself, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as you see yourself, you sit down, you imagine yourself, you think to yourself, okay, that I am starting to feel niggles of this right now. It's just like running, you know. If you're doing something consistently, then you can really you can really see the great effects of what you're doing. But if you just let go of it, then all your practices are gonna become undone. And it's ensuring that you're really strengthening every day. You're strengthening and you're ensuring that you're being benefited every day by the things of God. And that the things of God are going to really be your strength, be your ability, be your platform, that no matter what is taken away from you, that you know that God has the word. You know, that even if this, you know, God, I feel like God humbles you to a point that you know. You start to recognize and you know that actually that nothing is worth more than what is God's built within you. And not to let go of that, because you know you might be in disagreement, or you know something may not sit right, or you feel like you've struggled for ages, so what's the point? Don't give up. You know, no matter how hard it is, no matter how tough the things are, that every day you could rebuild up again. And it's just like within my running, when I'm going to be starting running in the next like 6 weeks, that at first it might be tough. At first I might feel as if, you know, everything is gone that I worked hard for. But what am I doing during this time? Am I still trying to build myself up? You know, am I still doing other things that I can do? You know, the other things I can do with 100% mind. Because God is the one who really God is our teacher. But are you letting him teach you, or are you teaching yourself? Are you being, you know, are you becoming the person that God's called you to be? And sometimes you need to kind of let go of everything else. Let go of, you know, the opinions of others. Let go of the, well, I might be looked at in a different way. yeah, you might be looked at in a kind of a different way. But, you know, God is the one that's going to be, the one that built you. I feel this. I feel like from one point to the next that I know my words are so much more powerful. My words are so much more stronger. I've got much more stability, much less confusion, much more, you know, much more clarity of thinking when I'm really in line, when I'm focused, when the world doesn't matter, when everything else, when you're fully focused with God, then that is when you will hear and see and learn, you know. And it's up to you. Again, it's your choice of how much you're going to grow or how you're just going to stay stagnant. You know, you really want to be growing and learning, and what a better opportunity for there be no distractions at all. That yes, you know, there's things that you need to do, but this is the most important thing that you're doing. And to ensure you're putting your full focus. And you know what? The things you desire of the world will come. God really wants you to recognize that He is the one that is going to give to you. You can't give to yourself. He will open doors that no man can shut. So be thankful during these periods that may seem pretty difficult. The periods that may seem difficult are actually where you can really grow. You can really see and you can really learn. You can learn things that will not be taken away from you. You will learn things within yourself, you know, the strength, the ability. I feel like, you know, that when I ran my marathon, I really learned something that I never knew about myself. And this is like a mind marathon now. That if you use your time wisely, if you use your time to build yourself up, if you use your time with the in the right way, you could build up such you could be so strong on every level. But it's up to you. Again, it's a choice, it's a decision, and what you are doing. And what you are doing is going to come out, you know, it's going to, what's within your mind is going to come out. It's going to come out, is what's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. So what is really in that heart? And if it's been the world for a while, if it's been the things of the world, you know, it just takes one step back. There's no condemnation. But you know where your root is, you know where your stability is, you know what God's done for you. So really don't be fooled by negative feelings. Don't be fooled by, it's a great place to start. It's a great place to grow. And where you're growing is where you're learning. So when you decide that you're going to grow and you're going to stop procrastinating, you're going to stop being, you know, who you used to be, or the thoughts, or you're just going to, don't get entangled with the world. The world has nothing to offer you, but God has everything to offer you and more. So this is a really great day, and I hope it's encouraged you, and that's what I want to share. God bless you!